The note says, good for one small kitten. Oh, thank you, Mom and Dad. I've been wanting a kitten for so long.
It's Kaylee's birthday. She's opening her presents and finds that the best present comes in a plain white envelope. Hi there, come on in. Uncle Charlie here. Pretty Package, that's the name of my story. Here are some good go-along-with-the-story verses from Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 5. Judge not, that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye, and look, a plank is in your own eye? Hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, and then you'll see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Our story, Pretty Package. When Kaylee came into the kitchen, sleepily rubbing her eyes, she found the rest of her family already there. Happy birthday, they shouted. A big smile spread across Kaylee's face when she saw the gifts piled beside her plate. We thought we'd let you open presents now, said Mom with a smile, but the only cake you'll get at this time of the day is pancakes. Kaylee eagerly reached for a package with a teddy bear on top. Inside, she found a cute little note, pad, and pen. Thanks, Jared, she said. I love it. She opened the next package and found a new coloring book and magic markers from her sister. Thanks a lot, Amber, she exclaimed. Finally, Kaylee reached for the plain white envelope and slowly slid it open. When she read the card inside, her eyes widened. Oh, she squealed, I'm going to get a kitty. She held out a certificate and read it out loud. Good for one small kitten. With much love, Mom and Dad. Kaylee gave each of her parents a big hug. I've been wanting a kitten for so long. Thank you. When she went with her mother to pick out a kitten, Kaylee chatted about school. There's a new girl at school, Ellen, she reported, but I don't know if she's going to fit in very well. She dresses messy and her hair looks weird. She's so, I don't know, different. Be careful, warned Mom as they pulled up in front of the animal shelter. The Bible reminds us that people look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. That's an important lesson we all have to learn. So be friendly and find out what Ellen is really like. Your birthday packages were pretty, but the plainest one gave you your kitty, Mom said. Kaylee thought about what Mom said and in her heart decided to be a friend to Ellen. Maybe Ellen would like to see her new kitty, Kaylee thought to herself. Well, how about you? Do you make quick judgments when you meet new kids? You decide whether you like them by what they look like instead of who they are. That's not God's way. He judges others and you by what he sees inside. What does he see in you? Does he see friendliness and love for others? Don't judge people by the way they look. Ask the Lord to help you see them and love them as he does. Read Matthew 7, verses 1 through 8 to learn more. 1 Samuel 16, verse 7, man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. And our key thought, don't judge by appearance only. Do you like it when kids pick on you because of the way you look, the clothes you wear? Remember, just as you don't like it when they judge you, don't be quick to judge someone else. This is especially true if you're trying to make a new friendship work. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids. It's a production of Keys for Kids Ministries in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Bye now.